This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, the fourth message in a series called Blueprint from the book of 1 Timothy. This part of the Blueprint series has to do with the blueprint for family relationships that's given, believe it or not, in 1 Timothy 5. Isn't it interesting that we can look at a book 2,000 years old and say, that speaks to my family today? It does. Here's why. Listen to this message as it continues.
Nofel Staten is the guy that was I've quoted often, was the air traffic controller at O'Hare Airport who became a minister. I've never known anyone else who's gone that career change. Air traffic controller to minister, then on to college professor, then president of Hope University in Fullerton, California. Just a dramatic change in his life. And he says that in relationship problems, he believes it's this simple. He said, of the problems you have in your family and extended family, 15% of it is that you've got wrong information or not enough information. You got a problem with an in-law, you got problems with a parent or something, there may be some information you don't have or they don't have about you, they don't know the whole story, or you have incorrect information. You ever built up a whole scenario in a relationship where you just dismiss somebody because you based it on information that you found out 2 weeks later was wrong? What'd you have to do? You had to change your conclusion. If you're honest and decent, you say, well, I was wrong because I thought this, and now I've got to change my conclusion. But he said 15% of it is based on, he believed, wrong information or not enough information. And then he said this, but 85% of it is based on our ignorance of how to get along with people. I think he's right. 85% of our problems is based on the fact we just don't know how to treat people. We don't know how to live with people. And what I'm saying today about providing for family, it's not enough to provide food on the table. We have to be willing as parents to provide emotional nourishment and spiritual nourishment. I've had people look me in the eye and with pride, and I really mean this. This sends a chill up my spine every time I think of this, but I really mean that. I've had parents look at me and say with pride, well, we've decided we're going to let our son or our daughter decide what they believe religiously when they're 13 or 15 or 18. Like, aren't we great? Aren't we intellectual? Aren't we enlightened because we do that? They should be ashamed. The Bible says to raise your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. What's that mean? You instruct them in spiritual truth. You model spiritual truth. You lead them in spiritual truth. And so when a man or woman stands with pride and says, I'm going to let my son, I'm going to let my daughter decide her spiritual future, thinking it's so great, it's so awful. And I don't say that judgmentally. Again, it's just an observation. It's because they don't even get it. The sentence they're pronouncing on a child by saying, it's up to you. Because here's why. Those same parents would want to instruct that child athletically. That same parent would say, we're going to instruct you educationally. We're going to direct you to a school. We're going to direct you to scholarship programs. We're going to direct you to this and that program. And then turn right around and say, but we're going to let you decide spiritually. It's all up to you. Totally in conflict with Scripture. It's another example of abnegating the family.
Well, I know that those are strong words in this message today, but I'm going to ask you to at least think about them. If you don't agree with them, at least think about them. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message or this message again.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.